call this EA. Write it to Catherine, K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Brown, B-R-O-W-N. Diversion Program Manager at U.S. Department of Justice, Drug Enforcement Administration, Houston Division. Address is 1433 West Loop South, Tama Suite 600, Houston, Texas 77027. Start with Dear Ms. Brown. This is in response to your letter dated February 28, 2022, regarding record-keeping violations in my office. DEA investigation and record-keeping violation that were noted in my office on December 9, 2021, period. Number one, as far as failure to conduct a biennial BIENNIL inventory is concerned, first of all, I would like to inform you that I have decided to no longer keep any controlled substances in either of my offices in the Spring or Cleveland in order to avoid any confusions regarding future issues and inventories, period. Nevertheless, I understand the section 1304.33C of the Title 21 that in the future, if I decide to keep any controlled substances, there needs to be a biennial inventory of all stocks of controlled substances on hand every 2 years, period. Regarding point number two, failure to maintain copies of prescription / log at registered location, as you alluded to in your conversation with my office manager, this issue has already been solved, and my DEA registration has been address has been changed to the Spring office, where records will be kept regarding any patients seen by me for maintenance purposes. For use of Suboxone, that's put for use of Suboxone in my office. I plan to only. No, don't put that there. I will maintain a current record. I will maintain my current address. No, I will continue to maintain the current address in the Spring office, my DEA registration, period. Continue to keep my DEA registration at the Spring office, where a log for any and or treatment of patients with Suboxone has been and will be kept in the future, period. As far as failure to properly obtain controlled substances from a pharmacy for office use, once again, we no longer going to stock any controlled substance in the office, so I will not be receiving any controlled substances from a pharmacy, but I understand that in case in the future I decide to stock any controlled substances, any prescription from the pharmacy must be obtained via an invoice and not a prescription. Period. Thank you so much for your help regarding this matter. We value your partnership in educating myself and my office in these regarding these points, and we will vigilantly continue to maintain we will vigilantly comply with the rules and regulations as for set forth in this letter. Sincerely, Rafael de la Flor, MD. Rafael de la Flor Weiss, MD. Thank you.